Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. It's going to be a special day today, really special. But before we get started, let me introduce our special producer, Frosty.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, you know what? We're doing great. And this is going to be a great day. And speaking of a great person, it's my wife, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Great. Well, you know, it is. I'm just grinning from ear to ear because already I've got two of my closest sisters that I had the great opportunity of traveling around the world with. It is Paisano Days. They begin tonight, which is celebrating Italian heritage. And we're going to be talking about Dean Martin. What a wonderful segue. And my concert coming up, August 15th. Well, we will be doing a tribute to Dean as well and, some wonderful music. But you have a couple of special announcements.
Yeah, you know, today is going to be everybody knows that Linda was a member of Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers. So today all the Gold Diggers are calling in. They're going to be reminiscing about that. So it'll be a chance also for people to ask questions. But there are a couple of announcements before we go in, and one of them is Sunday. They're going to have loaves and fishes along with tobacco and brew, and the Old Guard Motorcycle Riders, PGR, they're having a food giveaway for our veterans, for the veterans in need, for Sunday at Tobacco and Brew, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. They also, loaves and fishes will also be taking food donations also. Now, Paisano Days starts tonight, 5:30, out at Anderson River Park, and it goes tomorrow also. But we're going to take a very quick break here, and then we're going to come back, and I think we've got some excitement today.
When we come back, we're going to hit the furthest away, which is Robin Watley from Greece. So this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The engineer came in and did works of magic. So, Linda, it's yours.
Okay. Okay, now let me see if this is correct. We have Robin from Greece. Are you present?
I'm here.
And we have...
Listen to the Greek music. Can you hear me?
Yes. And we have Marie from Huntington Beach.
Yes, I'm here.
You're in Greece. Greece is close.
Okay, and we have Peggy from... Now, Peggy, you're from... Where are you calling from?
California.
Well, I know, but what part?
Where do we live? Valencia.
Welcome to the fabulous 50s, right? Oh, good morning, girls. How are you?
Wonderful.
Great. It's good to hear your voice.
Okay, now, totally indulgent... on this Friday, but it is Paisano Days in Reading, and I understand Joyce said that she was going to be, that's another one of our Gold Digger sisters, is going to be going to Chicago, where she's going to be performing at the Italian Festival there too. But, let's start off with, Robin, from Greece. How are you, Robin?
Great. My heart's beating. I was, listening to you all talk. You've got quite a show there. Quite a lineup, and it's going to be great to hear all the other girls.
Well, thank you. Now, Robin, let's start off by saying you joined the Gold Diggers, the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, in what year?
Oh, I was a mere child. It was 1975, and they had done an audition for about 1,000 girls had applied because they had an open cattle call with Variety magazine. And I had driven across the country at the age of 27, thinking I was, really old, but wanted to give it a try because it was a lifetime dream. And they still had one opening, and Joyce Garrow had just been picked, and they still had this one opening. And I sang the same song that the girl sang in the show, and I fit her outfit, and it all began right there. was great. Garrison introducing me to all the secretaries, and nobody told me I was hired. And then I got a call 2 weeks later, and they said, is your passport in order? And I said, for what? And I said, is there something somebody forgot to tell me? And they said, well, yes, you're a gold digger with Dean Martin, and you're going to be opening in Acapulco. And so I said, oh, well, nobody told me. So NBC rehearsals right next to the Carol Burnett show and the Johnny Carson show on the other side, and that's how it all began. It was pretty exciting.
So how many years, Robin, were you with the group?
I was with them for 12 years, and, you know, all of you guys are like some of my dearest, oldest friends. You know, Peggy's, well, she'll talk for herself. Hi, Peggy. Hope if you can hear me. Love you. She's been with us forever, and I've been about 12 years before I moved to Greece.
Go ahead.
Hey, Robin, this is Carl. How are you?
Hey, Carl.
Hey, I've heard
still
some
as handsome as ever.
Hey, I've heard so much about all of y'all, and you know, I just can't wait till we all get together and meet. But what is your what's your fondest memory of the time while you were in the Gold Diggers?
Oh golly, there's a whole book that could be written about that. Well, the friendship with the girls is amazing, but to be able to work with the caliber of greatness that we were privileged to work with. You know, we went on the road and opened for Bob Hope, for Frank Sinatra, for Dean, of course. We did, I've entertained myself over 2 million people during my years with Dean, just in Las Vegas. But we got to be in Monte Carlo and, the World's, Olympics up in Montreal. And I would, one of my wonderful memories is, a couple of them, but when I first met Dean, Mort Viner, his agent, who was also Shirley MacLaine's agent, walked me over to Dean and said, Dean, I'd like to meet you. I'd like to have you meet your new girl. She's the newest of the Gold Diggers, and her name is Robin Watley. And she's from Miami, and guess what? She was an Orange Bowl queen. And he says, now just remember what happened to you the first time you met the an Orange Bowl queen. Because that was his wife, mother to his children, Jeannie. She was the original Orange Bowl queen like 20 years before myself. So that was my first meeting with Dean Martin himself.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Robin, tell us what you're doing now.
Now I live in Greece on a little island that was just, you can look up in Blue Zones, it was just nominated as one of the five places on the whole planet for longevity because the people here live to be 102, 108, and they're still out doing all of their thing. They walk 6 miles a day, that type of thing. And I've been in the health industry, alternative healing, for about 25, 30 years now. And so I'm putting together health retreats two or three times a year. And I travel to various Greek islands, and I'm setting up classes. I go to Athens like every month and teach my body talk, which is the alternative healthcare system that I teach. And so life is good. My husband grows all of our own food here on our little, we live in a 150-year-old rock house, you know, a stone house, and growing everything natural and keeping the carbon steps down, you know, the carbon footprints down.
A far cry from false eyelashes and high heels and big hair, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually in comfortable shoes now. Marie is going to get a kick out of that because she thought I'd be wearing high heels and high heel boots till I was 90.
Teaching the grandkids.
I can do it, but there's no need here.
Teaching the grandkids how to walk appropriately on your toes. Which brings me to Peggy. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Linda.
Peggy, I'm so honored we'll be here on August 15th to star in the show and do a special number, and we get to do a little tribute to Dean as well. Plus, we are going to do a throwback, a number that we did years ago when we had our own nightclub act called Two Ladies. So good morning, Peggy.
I can't wait.
3 days you get to be here, so we'll get to show you the beautiful city of Reading. Peggy, how many years were you with the Gold Diggers?
17. I was in it from 1974 to 1991, just before Dean passed. And I was the longest consecutively working Gold Digger for consecutive years.
And that's just amazing.
So I became the Old Digger.
the old diggers? I like that.
And Peggy, Marie is on the phone as well, and Peggy and Marie also had an act. So in between times performing in Las Vegas and opening for other headliners, we would go off and do things. I know Carla has a question.
No, I was just going to mention is that we have to take a quick break here.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. And girls, hold on. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and it's Gold Digger Day.
Dean Martin Gold Digger Day. Hey, Robin, thank you so much for calling. Yeah. We're going to have to say goodbye so that line can, be open, because I know some of the other girls are trying to call.
Okay, good luck on your wonderful show to you and Peggy. I know it's going to be phenomenal.
Wish you were
good
here.
Good talking with you both.
Hey, Robin, we're going to come over and visit you.
Please do.
I'll send you
photos, and then you'll be here really quick. Go to my website, and you can actually see the photos.
Okay. What's the website?
www.healthretreats-grief.com. And you can see all kinds of pretty pictures, and then you'll really want to come here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Good luck, Linda.
Thanks so much. And if you're just tuning in, this is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Today's a special day, tying in with Paisano Days. I have on the phone with me, too, and there'll be later on, some of the other girls will be calling in that I was very fortunate to share the stage with Dean Martin. So we're doing Memories of Dean Martin. And the Gold Diggers. And right now we're going to be talking to Peggy Goal, who's calling us from Los Angeles. Peggy, you said you were with the group for 17 years. Can you give us a fondest memory?
When you joined, my dear.
Oh, that was smooth.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Well, I was just about ready to fire back at you.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was as fortunate to work with you.
Okay, but you have great, you've got some juicy stories. I mean, you.
I do, and they're not repeatable on air.
Oh, cocktail conversation. No, but you had, come on, let's talk about some of the headliners that you got to work with.
Oh, my goodness.
Even in the early days.
Yeah.
Early days.
Bob Hope, George Burns, Bob Hope, Kenny Rogers. John Davidson, just everybody and their mother, Joan Rivers. You remember when we were with Joan Rivers and David Brenner?
Oh, I do. But I can remember, though, you telling stories before you joined the Gold Diggers. Didn't you do bus tours or something where with Georgie Jessel and some things like that? I mean, you have a really, like Marie, who's also on the phone, a vast kind of Broadway, New York theater background.
Yes. In fact, Marie and I studied from some of the same people at the Civic Light Opera in L.A. But, yeah, I was on a bus for 22 one-nighter with Milton Berle, Georgie Jessel, the Ink Spots, the Drifters, the Gold Diggers. There were 36 men on the bus and 6 women.
So how'd you like that one, Patty?
We loved it, except for that we made a vow that with all those guys on the bus and the Harmonic Rascals, the Harmonic Cats, the little guys.
Yeah.
So there were all these guys on the bus and 6 of us, and we made a pact that we would all not let our eyes stray one bit, or our bodies either.
And did it work?
And it did work.
Oh, how so that's why everybody
Donald
got.
Donald O'Connor was on that tour. Wow. Oh my God, he was unbelievable. It was an incredible tour. We did all the old vaudeville theaters, a circuit of those, and we were with Billy Barty, and we went to the Hamptons, and visited with some of the R Gang members that were left then.
Wow, now see, this is good stuff. So back to Dean, when you joined the group, tell us about your first day working with the Dean Martin Gold Diggers.
Oh, golly, my first day, I have to be honest, I was 19. I was 24, actually, when I joined the group. I was 19 years old, and I was on Dean Martin's TV show with another group called The Kids Next Door. And we were a bunch of hoofers, song and dance, dancers. There were 15 of us, boys and girls. And we did this one number with Dean on the set called This Is My Once a Year Day on Hoppity Hops. Remember those?
Yeah, well, yes.
Hoppity Hops. And this is how far, this was 1969, And the producer said, when you're no longer under contract, come and see me sometime. Well, I waited a few years and did theater and so forth. But I have to tell you, this is a funny story. We were all on Hoppity Hops, and Dean is on his Hoppity Hop. And to tell you what the censors were like in those days, we were all bouncing up and down on these Hoppity Hops singing, "This is my once-a-year day." Dean is in front. And one of the balls popped on stage. And Dean's, you know, was so extemporaneous. Dean's line, of course, was he just blurted out, "Ooh, them are my wife's jewels." And they had to cut it out. They cut it out, believe it or not. They cut that line out. This is 1969.
Well, they were lucky they were letting you all watch you all bouncing up and down on the balls, I guess. You know, I mean, there could have been a lot of things said that day.
So I met those original girls. And then one of my favorite memories I have to share real quickly is I was, of course, with them those 17 years, the longest. And I just was having too much fun. I think I was an only child. I developed a lot of sisters over the years and was having too much fun to let go. So anyway, I was coming out of the elevator door one day. We were doing some TV show. I can't remember what it was. And Dean was coming out of the elevator. I was coming down the hall. And as the elevator, now he's called me crazy for 15 years. I'm thinking he doesn't even know my real name all those years. And you know, even though we had to have a kiss from Dean every night before we went on stage, right?
Right.
One time I was late for a show, as a matter of fact, and Roger, his dresser, came and got me.
Crazy Peggy, we gotta take a break, so hold that thought about
okay.
the kiss. We've got Marie on the line, we have Patty on the line, and we have Peggy on the line, and we are about ready, before we get into that good juice about the kiss, we're going to have to, what?
We've still got 30 seconds or so before we can break here, so sorry about that. So
well,
you kissed
him. I'm coming
down
the hall, and Dean's coming out of the elevator after calling me crazy for 15 years, and he stops, and as the elevator doors open, he says, "Well, if it ain't old peg leg." And so after all those years, I'm thinking, oh, my God, he knows my name.
And that's how you sign your cards today, Peg. Love Peg Leg.
I actually have cards. Yeah, I do. It's kind of stuck with me. Crazy, and because he called me crazy all those years. That sort of stuck, too.
Okay, we do have to take a break now. So look, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Peggy.
Yeah.
We need to say goodbye to you because
we
have other people.
I could talk all morning, you know that.
Hey, you know what? I cannot wait to meet you and to see you and Linda performing on August 15th at the Cascade for that Martinis with Santa.
Well, I hope we'll have a chance to go out afterwards.
Oh, we
and,
will.
Hang out, but you have to worry. You won't be able to get a word in edgewise, Carl, between Linda and I.
I'll just go sit in the car. I usually do that. So.
Stop. All right, Peggy.
I can't wait to see you, and you take care.
All right. Thanks, Peggy, for your stories. We've got Marie Peck, Marie Halton Peck on the phone, and Patty, I think Patty Pavar. Grabeau,
baby. How are you guys?
We're wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hello.
Wonderful.
And we have Marie. So
hi there.
Marie's been on the whole time while we've had Robin in from Greece, and I thought perhaps for some reason we could all be talking at the same time. It's probably a godsend.
So, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be able to hear everybody and to listen to Robin. I miss all you guys so much, my sisters.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And Carl, before we get started, I went over your on the website, and I have to thank you so much for your service to our country.
Well, you know, it's an honor to serve this country, and we try to continue in our own little ways after that. But thank you very much.
No, I really mean it.
So, Marie, let's talk about how many years you were with the Dean Martin Gold Diggers.
Well, I was a gold digger for 13 years. I started in 1978. The group at that point is when you came in. You and I auditioned together. I remember that very well. And it was you and me and Julia Hannibal, Melody Rue, Robin Watley, and Peggy Gull at that moment in time. You know,
right.
The girls come and go over the years as they will. But at that moment, that was our group. And I remember how excited we were about the future and what was going to happen. And, you know, the first job we had was Evansville, Indiana, and it was like, oh, my God, where's Monte Carlo?
You know, We were told.
We had such great times from there. It was wonderful.
Patty, you'll appreciate this because when you were with the group, you'd already had worked Monte Carlo.
Right.
But when Marie and I came in, it said, you're going to get to go to Monte Carlo. And boom, we were all excited. The next thing we opened in Evansville, Indiana, in front of the Ink Spots.
Quite a difference.
Yeah.
Right. And the sign said Moose Lodge and then underneath Gold Diggers, you know.
I think what it was
is they wanted to break us in. You know, they knew we were fresh and new and four out of six girls were new in the act and they wanted to, you know, break us in and make sure we get all polished up before they took us out on the big stage with Dean. So
yeah, that's true, and that's what happened. They did break us in because there were cracks on that stage, and a couple of our heels went right through it.
Right, right.
And I remember that too. I don't think they repaired it over the years. We'd been in Evansville, I think, a few years before.
Yeah. So, Marie, why don't you tell our listeners, and we have wonderful, loyal listeners here up in the North State, that I know that you're both, Patty and Marie, you both are so patriotic. And the two of you had a chance to work at the great President Reagan's inaugural ball. Is that correct?
Yes. That was
the
most amazing night of there's nothing in my career that could ever top that. First of all, we were so blessed, and it was because of Dean and because of, you know, who we knew that we were able to get this job. And we went in. We had to pass an FBI check, of course, and we went into Washington, D.C., and we worked with Rich Little. And we did this number for the show that Frank Sinatra had put together. And it was just a night to remember. Part of the night to remember was the fact that everything changed that night. They wouldn't let the man with the microphones through. We were supposed to be on these handheld wireless mics, and those who've ever performed understand that there's a difference when you do choreography and you're dragging around cords and all of that. And we had to go up and fake it in front of the entire country. It was standing up on stage, looking out in the audience with this group of dignitaries, every celebrity you ever knew, and either in the show or in the audience.
Was Kissinger there?
Sure.
I don't remember that. Do you?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he was. I was so overwhelmed by the whole thing. You know, first of all, just being there with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Brezhnikov, who just melted my heart every time I turned, you know. It was just an amazing evening, and like I said, the show opened up with Mac Davis and this huge marching band playing Proud to Be an American, and I, being the Orange County girl that I am, it was hard for me not to weep, and so I had to stare at the ceiling because we were up next, and all I can say is it was just a great experience, one I'll carry with me forever.
Marie,
forever.
Do you remember when President Reagan walked up on stage, they said to us, would you like to go out and join the finale with singing America with Ray Charles? And we said, of course, and President Reagan walked up on stage, and I swear you could feel his energy from 40 feet away. As he walked up, it was like this room. It was unbelievable.
Yes.
What a great story, you guys. That's exactly why I wanted you to call. We're celebrating the life of Dean Martin. It's Paisano Days. These are the girls that I had the great honor of working with. We were called the Gold Diggers, the Dean Martin Gold Diggers. And there were offshoots of things that happened where we could open for other people such as Bob Hope. Do you have a memory, Marie, before we have to say goodbye to you to have room to bring on some of the other girls? Do you have a specific memory that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, one thing I want to share is that, you know, Dean was just this kind of private person, and he would love to, every night after the show, you know, people think, oh, the big party man, you know, but he would go back to his hotel room, and he'd sit down, he'd watch old Westerns, and we thought, well, this just isn't appropriate. This man needs to be having some fun, be doing things. We decided, like we had any charge in his life, and we decided we would have we'd have pizza night and watch old movies. And Dean thought it was a great idea, so we all went back after the show, put our sweatpants on and our slippers, and we went and knocked on Dean's door, and he said, oh, don't worry, I'll get the food because we were going to order pizzas. We walk in the door, and he has this beautiful table that he's set with beautiful china and crystal, and at everybody's plate is a beautiful gift. And we opened it up, and there were little gold charms, initial charms with diamonds in them. I mean, he spoiled us rotten. He treated us like ladies. He was just absolutely the most amazing man. Such a sweet, gentle soul. And it's one of the main reasons that I stuck with the group for 13 years, because I just didn't want to leave the man. I thought, as long as he wants to work, I'm working with him. That's the way I felt. Yeah. I just absolutely loved it.
Great closing thought. Thank you, Marie. We love
you. Thank you so much. And, you know, we've got more people calling us. We're gonna let you go and
talk to Patty.
Yeah, and talk to Patty.
Before I go, I just want to say, if you haven't got those tickets to Cascade Theater for the 15th, people, get them, because it's going to be a great show. Get Peggy and Linda together, and who knows what will happen.
Amen.
I have to say that. So.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for having me, guys. I love you both.
Love you too, Marie. Thank you. We're going to take a break, and coming back, we're going to be talking with Patty Grabeau. Great stories. And Maria. I think we have Maria on the line. And Linda and Deborah and Susie. So this is Carl and Linda Bart right now. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. See you on the other side.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bart. And today is the Dean Martin Gold Diggers Day, because we got Paisano Weekend, Paisano Days Weekend going. And Patty, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Patty's calling from Palm Springs. Now, Patty, what we've asked, we've had Robin in from Greece, we've had Peggy in from L.A., and Marie in from Orange County, and now you're calling from Palm Springs. Patty, why don't you tell us how many years you were with the Dean Martin Gold Diggers?
I was in and out of the group for 15 years.
So all of these girls have had this long, in the teens.
Right, all teens. We're teenagers.
staying in and out at that many years is a long time. Do you have a favorite memory to tell our listeners about?
Well, I think that one of the things that stands out in my mind is Dean, his character, who he was as an individual. He was just always such a nice, loving human being, as Marie had said. And one of the things that I remember that he said was, it's so easy to be nice and so hard to be mean. And that has stuck with me throughout all of my years.
So it's easy, it's so hard to be nice, but
it's so easy to be nice and hard to be mean.
Oh, okay, hard to
Beautiful.
Be mean. Okay.
Yeah, because he was just that kind of a guy, wasn't he? I mean, he was just, not nonchalant, but he was just, who you saw was who he is.
Yeah, yeah. So, Patty, now you have your own television show.
Right.
And you do so many things. I think you were named Woman of the Year in Palm Springs. I mean, what was the title that they gave you?
I've gotten a Citizen of the Year and then Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
I've been very blessed. What's so interesting is that, you know, philanthropy, as you do it as well as all of us do, it's something that just comes naturally to me, and I certainly haven't wanted to get any or expected any accolades for that, which you do, which is good for humanity, right?
Right.
But I've been very, very fortunate. I'm an advocate for women and for children and just, try to do the right thing. And we've kind of kept that thread within all the, I've had two television shows, and we've kept that kind of a thread throughout to bring information and people who are inspiring and innovative in their thinking and who are making a difference in the global community.
You know, Patty, that's what we feel like when we're blessed to have this radio show, is that we're able to help the community. We're able to provide a voice to our community that perhaps they won't have anyplace else.
Exactly. And everyone has a story, and everyone has something good to contribute. And congratulations to you, too, for putting out the good word.
Well, thank you. And it was really, like I said, my honor today to have all the girls that I've had the great pleasure of working with. And, Patty, thank you so much. We're going to take Maria Lena Alberici at this time.
Thank you. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, Patty. We've got other people.
I know you do. Take care. I'll look forward. Congratulations on your show. Linda, I know it'll be tremendously successful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wish y'all could be here. So, Maria Lena.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. So, I think your sister Linda is on the line as well.
I'm on the line, too, to add my two cents. As always, right behind her.
trying to catch up to her.
Oh, you guys. You know, these are two of the most incredibly talented, as all the girls are, sisters that came. Now, tell us your story. You came from the East Coast. When you joined the group, it was yourselves. And was your sister involved as well? Or was it the two of you that joined at the same time?
Okay. Yeah, my sister, Linda, and I auditioned in New York. They were doing national auditions. Actually, Patty had, I guess, had an audition in Chicago or somewhere in the Midwest at the same time in 1973. And we were then flown. We made that audition. They were only picking three girls. They didn't know Linda and I were sisters to begin with because she's blonde, I'm brunette. And they flew Linda and I and another gal who's a tremendous dancer, Robin, out of New York. Now, she was an assistant choreographer for a lot of the movies that Gene Kelly produced, because we met Gene Kelly on the set, and he loved her dancing, and that's how she got the job after she quit the Gold Diggers. So, yeah, we were able to meet so many people, and then our sister Darlene joined later on when one of the girls left, and we took a picture of her in the girl's costume, sent it to the office, and she became the third Gold Digger sister, and there were three others at the time.
She just happened to be the right size.
Well, you know,
talk about, you know, the timing of everything.
Well, the timing, exactly. Yeah. I'm so happy that you guys are on the phone today because we are having Paisano Days that begin
hey,
today.
Paisano.
And we know that you know, Maria, you're not only half Italian, you're married to a full-blooded Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Sicilian, too.
Yes, ooh, yeah. And
Neapolitan from his dad's from Naples. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
well,
it's crazy, these Italian men. Talk about macho.
Okay, so how many years were you with the group, Maria Elena?
Okay, started in 1973 and throughout the years worked till Dean retired in 91, as Peggy said. Then again, we did in, 2003, Linda? Lee Hale was given the honor of from the Dancer Society in Beverly Hills.
He was our musical director.
And we were asked to represent the Gold Diggers, and I called a bunch of girls and got them together, and we did a show-stopping number, and I was so happy that you were a part of that. And
that would make it 2 decades.
We did that in 2003.
Wow. So both of
three
you were...
3 decades, did you say?
Okay.
That would be 3 decades. But, you know, on and off, we did our own sister act, too.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to have to break in here, ladies, because we have to take a break. And and Deborah Pratt has just joined us, too. So this is Carl and DeBott on News Talk, 1400 KQMS, Free Fire Radio. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, next week we're going to have Small Business Week. We're going to, in between our, you know, our open line shows, of course, we're going to be talking about the strength of America and the strength of Reading is our small businesses. And we're going to have comments from, you know, Chamber of Commerce, from Smart Business, from other places. It's how do we start up these businesses? We're going to have businesses that are starting, businesses that are successful. And then we're going to talk to a bank that's whose specialty is helping small businesses get started. So that's going to be next week, starting Monday. But now
we've had our open line today, and our open line has been exclusive.
Dean Martin
Golders exclusively on hold for the Dean Martin Golders. Now you know the top of the hour is close to us, so we need a closing thought from you, Maria, and we'll get to Linda
and Deborah Pratt, who's now on.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Good morning. Now, do we have a closing thought with you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Just wanted to let you know that my sister and I are writing a book, and we're very much involved in health and fitness. That'll be covered in the book as well. I won 2 National Fitness Awards, and we also are covering a lot of the mystique in the book as far as mafia connections that we had no idea was happening behind the scenes, and there's just a lot of intrigue, the different stars that we worked with, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Why don't I talk about that, Maria?
Yeah, sure. And you can blog me on marialauren.com. And if you're interested in the book, in August, there'll be a secret website that you can see excerpts from.
And that's www.marialauren.com.
L-A-U-R-E-N.
Make sure you drop Linda an email so we can put it on our website.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, great. And thank you, Carl and Linda, for having me on.
Excellent.
And good luck, Linda, with your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie.
It's, bye-bye. God bless.
Great. God bless. Linda.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us, how many years were you with the Gold Diggers?
Same as Maria. The only difference is in the middle, when we had taken a short break to do some recording, I came in a little bit earlier than Maria. And then at the end, Maria stayed a tiny bit later because I got pregnant with my first child.
I know.
And it was so wonderful that Dean didn't want to replace us in the later years. He was smart enough to know it would look very silly to have teenagers dancing in front of him.
Well, the great thing was, your great fortune of having your child, when I had taken a break.
Right, you came in for me.
I came in and took your place, and then the portion of the group that was then was I think Robin and Peggy and Maria, Lena, and me. Maria was there too. So there was this, everybody that's been on the line.
But you were in the group before that also.
Yes, yes. I was with the group on and off for 8 years. But you all have like these decades that, 12, Peggy 17, Robin 12. It's fabulous. But
yeah, it was great that they let us come in and out and do our own thing. We did television. We pursued acting. And we had a great core group that used to fill in for each other. And we became really known all around Vegas as the six singing soloists. So the Gold Diggers image, I loved how it changed as we matured, as we became showstoppers in our own right.
Right.
The journey was a great journey.
We got Deborah on the line too. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Deborah. What year did you join the Gold Diggers?
1973.
So you and Linda performed together, and you all did the television shows and the series and all that, right?
That is correct. I was probably there shorter than anybody. I think Susan and I left at the same time.
So did you have a one big memory while you were a Gold Digger there of something that occurred?
I think the idea of, we were definitely the precursor to the Spice Girls and the Pussycat Dolls, that there was a nationwide search. I came in from Chicago. We all came in from our hometowns. And it was the ultimate way to come to Hollywood in the sense that we had a job at NBC. We were working with historical icons like Dean Martin and
Frank Sinatra
and Debbie Reynolds and, I mean, all these amazing
Milton
people.
Burl.
So it was a great entree to be able to come to Hollywood with that kind of red carpet laid for you.
So, Deborah and Linda, we have just a minute and a half left. And, Deborah, I know that you, are doing something exceptional with your website. We want to draw people that you've written some sci-fi things. Can you share that with us quickly?
Well, I was co-exec producer and head writer at Quantum Leap and have a huge fan base. So I invite all my Quantum Leapers to come to The Vision Quest, thevisionquest.com, which is the website. I've written two, and I'm finishing up book three, of a trilogy that takes place in Earth's not-too-distant future. And we're just about to launch a second campaign. We've invited the readers to create characters of themselves in the future, and now we're inviting the readers and anybody else that wants to comment on by sending us little cell videos and videos.
Well, we're going to have you on later, and if you don't mind, we'll have a segment that will bring you on and talk about this at a later date. But I do want to thank Robin, who was from Greece, and Linda Eichberg, who we're on the phone with now, and Patty, and Peggy, and Maria, and Carl. Would you like to close?
Well, we have to break, but I'd just like to say how much I've enjoyed it, and I can't wait to meet all the ladies at some point.
We can't wait to meet you.
So thank you very much. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, and we just had a great time today. Next week's going to be good. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?